With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What's up, bud? It's Rob here from Apparel Success, and I've got a special guest today, Rich from Hustle Ninjas. Rich has been selling and making clothing in the U.S. since 2014. He's a true hustler, selling up to $28,000 worth of t-shirts in a single week through Etsy and Amazon, and up to $10,000 in a single day. Rich, thanks for coming on, man.
Oh, man, I appreciate you, man. What's up, buds?
So Rich and I basically had this idea where we figured we'd do like an A to Z walkthrough of sort of how we come up with our product ideas all the way to the fulfillment of the orders. And since Rich is in the US and I'm in Canada, we'd sort of contrast the difference between what it's like in the US and what it's like in Canada. So maybe Rich, you can start out by sort of giving us a bit of like a background of what it is that you do out there. And you're in Atlanta, right?
Yeah, I'm like a little north of Atlanta. But as far as like what I do, so I don't really have t-shirts that's necessarily a brand. I sell mostly generic t-shirts like on Amazon and Etsy. Things that people typically look for, like Father's Day shirt, Mother's Day shirt, stuff like that, right? And then if I see some traction within a particular product or whatnot, I'll take that item and I throw it on Shopify, because then I know it's a clear good product and a good offer that I can put in front of more eyes, and I run ads off of that to see if it's actually profitable. So as far as I guess A to Z to begin with.
Well, just that was enough. Like maybe we can start there. Like how do you decide on which products you like want to design or like want to come out with? Like where does the conception of like the idea for the products come from?
So for us, we work a little backwards. We pretty much do research first. We see what's popular. We see what's selling. We use tools like E-Rank or Google Trends. And we kind of get an idea of like what people are buying right now. Since we are selling on a marketplace on Etsy and Amazon, people are ready to convert. And people come here to search for a particular product. So first and foremost, we have to know what people are searching for. So that's what we pretty much base our design off of.
Yeah. And I was going to say like, that makes total sense. Like even with me running a clothing brand, like most of the ideas for my products come from me just spending time on Google. Cause it's all like things people say in Canada. So I'm just Googling through like, how do people talk in Canada? Like, what are they saying? And on this TV show or whatever. And I'll like snag like just different phrases and different ways like people are spelling things online. So I think it definitely does start with like just researching. I think coming up with ideas like right off the top of your head sometimes can just be like, you don't even know if people really want that stuff, you know?
For sure. I think that's important. So as far as design, do you design it yourself or you pay somebody to design it? How does that go?
I've designed some stuff myself, but for the most part, I'm not like a really talented designer. So there's some simpler designs that I've done, or I've worked with designers where I sort of like, we sort of pitch in on the same design, but for the most part I'm either working with a couple design friends that I have or using things like Design Crowd or other like Fiverr and things like that. Nice. What about you? Do you design your own stuff?
So I'm pretty proficient in Photoshop and Illustrator, but at this point I really don't design too much stuff myself. I like to use resources that help me out now. Like I like to use Vexels, I like to use Elements by Envato, and I like to download vector-based designs where I can like take elements from different places and then piece it together into a new design. But I don't necessarily like create something from scratch.
Yeah. Have you ever had any products that were kind of like home runs that were just like you launched them and it was like maybe like a single t-shirt or like a single hoodie that just like crushed?
Let's see. I mean, you know, I've had some like successful runs over the past few years, but I think probably just back to 2014, just seeing my first breakthrough was probably like the most like incredible thing to me. It was like just like my first time seeing like over four or five figures in a particular t-shirt. So I had a lot of failures at first. Like I got into t-shirts from selling stickers at first. I didn't know if a vinyl cutter, you know, you can use it to create decals and whatnot. I didn't know you could also use it to create t-shirts. So at first I was selling decals on Etsy and it didn't work out. I sold the vinyl cutter and I realized that's something I could repurchase to use, make t-shirts.
Nice.
So I had to go back and buy it. And then I started, at that point I started posting on t-shirts. And I posted back to school graduation t-shirts. It was like August or something. That was my first time seeing $10,000 in a month, and it was just from like back to school t-shirts. But creating it myself and realizing that I had the opportunity to be able to offer personalization was like a huge thing. So just probably that first breakthrough was probably the most amazing point to me.
Just what that does to your like beliefs and like what you can do is crazy. I remember I had the same thing happen. Like for me, the first like 6 months running my brand, like it was like brutal, like so bad. I was barely selling to anybody. It was just like friends and family. And then I think it was like we started in May, and then by like November we launched this hoodie. And I remember we sold like 3,000, maybe like $2,500 worth of this hoodie. And it was like, sounds like nothing, but like for me at the time it was like wild, man. Like it was crazy. Yeah. And it like it just kind of gave me some more hope, and it just kind of sparked like just my motivation again. It got me excited to like release new stuff, and then it just kind of grew from there. So
That launched on your own platform, like on a Shopify website?
Yeah, well at the time it was Wix.
Okay.
Because when I started up my clothing brand, it was all through Wix. And actually like the first like 4 years it was Wix. And the reason why I did Wix is because I actually did like a 1 year post grad in entrepreneurship at this school called George Brown, and they taught you like how to make like an e-commerce site, and the only thing that they showed you how to use was Wix. So I was like, I guess I'll just try using Wix. And then I got stuck on it. I kind of like got used to it.
No, that's through Wix. When I first started my first brand, I also launched it on Wix, and then I was like, man, it's kind of limited, but I paid $300 for the whole year. I'm like, I shouldn't have done that. Besides the point though, how did you market that, those first set of hoodies that got by myself?
The first like 2 years I didn't spend any money on ads. Like there was no like there was no marketing budget at all, so it was all just Instagram. And like I used to work at TSN as a video editor at a Sports Center, and I'd literally just like in all the downtime I'd be on Instagram, and I'd just be like liking and following people, like in the hashtags, just commenting on people's stuff, just trying to get like as much interest as possible. And I found that when I was liking and commenting on people's stuff enough, sort of like regularly, like a process, it would drive people to be like, who's this like commenting on my stuff? And then they'd go to my Instagram, they'd see all the posts that we have, and they'd be like, oh, this is actually like aligned with who I am. And then they'd head over to the website and purchase. So like for the first 2 years, that's like how we built up our following. That's like how we got our first bunch of sales. And once I started getting some data, like once I started getting emails coming in and all the retargeting through Facebook ads, then it sort of like took it into another dimension.
So it was all organic.
All organic, like the first like couple of years. Yeah.
That's incredible. I guess Canada and US really comes into production itself. Like, do you get your t-shirt screen printed, or how does that go about?
Yeah, it's all screen printed. I've actually never done the like printing myself stuff at home. Like I've never even like owned a machine. I've always worked with this company of Toronto called Astro Screen Printing. And they're just awesome guys there. They're like, I've worked with some bad companies in the day, and like these guys have just had like unreal communication. And I'd go over there, pick up all the stuff, hang out with them for a bit, talk to them about everything that we're doing. And so all my production was basically just getting the t-shirts, the hoodies, the tanks ordered to them, telling them what I want, letting them do it all, and then going there and picking it up or having them ship it to me. So
okay, so that right there is interesting, because the main question I get asked a lot is like, so in the US, for like our main distributors for blanks, it's like Alpha Broder, SS Activewear, Sanmar. Like, who do you use to purchase blanks in Canada?
I actually get them purchased through Astro Screen Printing now. So I basically just tell Astro, because they have like a their own, I don't know, access or whatever to different suppliers. So I basically just have them order it for me. But before that, there was a website called t-shirt.ca, which is like blank apparel, basically just like white label stuff that was pretty cheap. And they're based out of Vancouver. So I'd use them, and they had basically like everything that I needed. So I was used like t-shirt.ca or blankapparel.ca was another one. Yeah. How does that compare to sort of where you get your stuff?
So basically you could do the same thing. We could go to our local screen printer, but at the same time, we have like a lot of distributors, especially with like their own facilities. Like Alpha Brother has a local warehouse here. So, you know, in order to avoid us paying like a little bit of, it depends on your relationship with your screen printer. If they're going to charge you a higher fee and whatnot, especially if like your first time customer, they might charge you a higher fee to
access for the
blanks and whatnot. Yeah. So, usually we'll pick up from Alpha Brother, and then we'll take those blanks to our screen printer, or, you know, if you're producing yourself, produce yourself. But yeah, so it really boils down to the printing process. So for the most part, you just do screen printing.
Yeah. Yeah. It's basically all screen printing.
Nice.
Yeah. What about you?
So it gets a little crazy. So, I've also gone a lot into print on demand as of lately, just so I can have a little bit more time, but,
who do you use? Do you mind if I ask like who you use for print on demand? I'm sure people would want to know.
Sure. So, for the most part right now I'm using Printify, but let's say it gets very specific at a certain point. Okay, so for the most part, I use Printify, and there's certain suppliers on there. You can see all the lists of their names. And like, let's say if I'm making X amount of sales doing something, and it's with that single supplier, sometimes you can take that information, like the amount of sales that you have, and look up that actual printer and see if you can get a deeper discount just because of the amount of sales that you're providing them, just that single supplier itself. And that helps out a lot. So let's say one company I work with is called Awkward Styles. They're also a printer on Printify, but they also have their own like customer relations manager. So, you know, at the end of the day, if you want to take all your products back and then link it to just Awkward Styles directly, it brings in a little bit more of a profit margin. However, at the end of the day, you know, you'll get more profit margin doing it yourself, but you lose out on that time to, you know, just focus on sales.
Yeah,
which is that main argument a lot of people
always. The pros and cons. Yeah. Sure, man. Cool, man. So yeah, there's like a bit of both then, I guess. You're like, and who's fulfilling like the orders that you do get?
So right now we're very low. I mean, like on the orders that we do ourselves, because like we transitioned a lot this year, but right now it's just pretty much my cousin Alan. He just the way it's set up is that it's screen printed transfers, and those are the items that are our most popular products. Screen printed transfers are usually like the 15-cent Plastisol transfers, or it's like a full color print that's probably like $1 to $2-3 each. But what this gives us is a little bit more of a profit margin, and we don't have to invest into the printed t-shirt yet. We carry the blanks, or we order the blanks on demand. So if like that top shirt left of yours is way she goes bad, if somebody purchases that t-shirt in a size large, you know, we have the Plastisol transfer that can go directly on the black size large. However, it's not already pre-printed. So if somebody ordered the shirt on the right, the K-Bud one, you know, we have that transfer, and that can also go on the black size large. So we're not just spending on the printed actual, you know, in product. We're just spending on two separate things, but we can use the blanks for either way.
Okay, cool. Man, I wouldn't mind like talking a bit about your like marketing, like how you market your stuff, because it seems like it's a bit different. I've never used Amazon and I've never used Etsy. Okay. And I know that you used Amazon and Etsy to actually like get in front of your customers, and like would love to like hear about how all that works.
So at the end of the day, it's not really, I would say there's pros and cons, of course, but the market itself is just for, it's search based, you know, it's a marketplace. However, people are ready to convert, and they have trust in the websites like Amazon and Etsy.
Right.
And you know, when people advertise on their own websites, and especially if you're running ads or something, it's a brand new website, and the trust isn't like 100% there. So,
Is it all rank? Like, are you?
Yeah,
you
that's rank.
So you have to rank, or do you pay to like be at the top?
On there's like different. There's different strategies to it. You can rank without getting paid, but this takes something like E-Rank You can sort things by keywords in their competition. You can kind of see how competitive those keywords are, how many people are offering this type of design within this actual list of keywords.
Good for people to know.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but, and then of course there's the ones that's super competitive. That right there takes a little bit more of strategy in order for you to get ranked on the first few pages. Most of the time, what you'll see right now is like the, I would say the pricing that doesn't look so, you know, true to the customer. Like the front end offer, it looks like it says $8.99 for the actual t-shirt. This helps for like the people who's sorting by low to high. And then most of the time, the $8.99 t-shirt is going to be something like an extra small charcoal shirt of that actual product when everything else is probably like $14. So this kind of acts as like a loss leader, you know, like for example, like gas stations, they sell cigarettes as a loss leader, but it makes people come in there and they buy other things. So it kind of works the same way in order for you to get ranked. And the more that people actually purchase the actual product, so if you have a good design and have a good product and people are purchasing it, then it's going to help you rank.
Yeah, overall. That makes sense.
Yeah.
And how does that compare to Etsy?
Same thing. Etsy and Amazon is pretty much the same thing. Amazon's just a little more competitive and the fees are a little higher. I think, of course, Amazon's like number one marketplace, but Etsy's like number three, number four. So it's not as high in volume, but it's still good and it's a little less competitive. So it's a good starting point for anybody who just wants to start selling t-shirts. But the real con is the fact that it's not necessarily like your own brand. It's not your own customers. You know,
I was just about to say, like, I have a question for you, which is, is there any way that you could utilize like Amazon or Etsy for private label brands?
Private label brands, I would say like
my brand, like would there be any situation where like getting K-Bud on like Etsy would like work?
If it's something that's highly searched, like say somebody always comes in, like you can type in on eRank, like type in Way She Goes Bad and then see how many people are actually like searching for this. That might be a thing, but at the end of the day, you do want to have the nice branding and whatnot, all the cards and whatnot, so you can send them back to your own website in a way, because you do want to, you know, capture that actual customer data.
Yeah, and in my mind, like I've always thought, if I'm doing like my clothing brand and the brand is like a solid brand, I want it to be like exclusive on my website, like the only place that they can get it, because I think that once you start selling on a whole bunch of different places as a brand, it kind of gets a little bit different. But if you're selling more generic t-shirts, it's like that's the best spot to go. What about like your shipping costs?
All right, so shipping costs. See, in the U.S. we use mostly USPS first class. That's going to be the cheapest thing for us in the States. It's usually range right now is higher than what it used to be. It's like high three for the lowest t-shirt, maybe like 5 ounces or so or less, would be like $3.70. Upwards to about like high end, maybe like $7.90 or something. That's up to 16 ounces though. So that's a pound. So like 3XL, you're pretty much at that level where like you need a ship priority, which is like $8 and up, or like hoodies and whatnot. It's like $8 and up.
Do you ever like ship for like $18, $19?
It depends how many items in there, but not for a single item.
Dude, Canada is like, Canada is insane. Even like our flights are like a million times more expensive than your flights. But like for shipping, like the minimum is like with like Canada Post or something is like $10, maybe $11. So I use this. It's actually set up with my buddy's fulfillment company, the one that I've partnered with, who like handles all the fulfillment for my brand. Mm-hmm. It's this software called Wizmo. You ever heard of it?
No.
Okay, and Wizmo basically, it might just be a Canadian thing. And they basically have like discounted shipping rates. So like for people in Canada, maybe look into Wizmo, because it's like one of the only ways to like get your shipping costs down. Because otherwise you're spending like $20 to send like every package out and it gets pretty expensive. But it's nice to hear that in the States, it's a little bit cheaper.
Or a little bit cheaper. In 2014, 15, like I remember one t-shirt we could get around like $2.90 to buy like $3.80 and whatnot.
Oh man, that's sick. And does that come with tracking? Like,
yeah, USPS first class comes with tracking. USPS first class is made for anything under 1 pound.
Wow. Okay.
Do you ever ship to the US?
Yeah. I mean, I think like maybe like 7 or 8% of the orders that I have are from the US. So it's crazy. Yeah, I imagine it's probably Canadians down south that are like,
yeah,
just on the brand or whatever. But yeah, I do ship to the US, and it actually, like, it's the same price as shipping it within our own country, so it like doesn't really make much sense. But
okay, so that's interesting then. So it's still only like around $18 or so.
Yeah, and sometimes like even cheaper to the US.
That helps out a lot, because in the US it costs us between like $15 to $25 to ship to Canada.
Oh, and wow. Then
in my head, I'm usually like, that's probably expensive to the customer, but now it sounds like people in Canada are used to paying that amount for shipping.
I think that it's probably less expensive to ship from Canada to the US than it is from the US to Canada, because I think a lot more shipments are going to the US from Canada,
right,
than from the US to Canada. You know what I mean? So it makes sense that sort of it would be like kind of regular price for us to ship stuff down south, just because there's so many shipments going down there anyways. But for you guys to send stuff up here is like,
yeah,
probably rarer, you know.
That's good information.
Yeah, man. So that's basically, we covered the whole like A to Z walkthrough that we were talking about here. Can you think of anything else that you'd want to sort of,
man, I didn't even realize that was 20 minutes for the whole A to Z.
All right, well, that was a sweet talk. I'm sure my audience will get a lot out of that. And if you want to check out more from Rich, you can go over to Hustle Ninjas. And on Hustle Ninjas, we're going to have a video coming out where we're going to go deeper into marketing and how I'm marketing my own clothing brand in Canada, and talk all about K-Bud. So thanks for coming on, man. And
appreciate it.
Yeah, I'll see you on Hustle Ninjas.